The next patient is Robert Ruiz. The last name is R-E-E-S. R-E-E-S. Number one, clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD3 that has switched from 3A to 3B. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Quit smoking 10 years ago. Patient remains in the same body weight. He has been controlling the blood sugar better. The laboratory workup shows in the comprehensive metabolic panel, the serum creatinine has increased to 1.98 and the estimated EFR is 33. The fasting glucose was 14 and the BUN is 32. The protein creatinine ratio that was done in June the 9th, 2023, is consistent with 746 milligrams. Taking this into consideration, the patient is a good candidate for the administration of Kerendia. We gave samples. We're going to start at 10 milligrams PO. Every day, we are going to do a BMP 2 weeks after the medication is started, and we reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was explained about the possibility of losing some degree of kidney function. We have to see him in 3 months because he's on metformin, and probably this is a medication that we have to discontinue in the near future. Number two. The patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C 7.1. The patient has a continuous glucose monitoring that has improved the management of the diabetes. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient is taking famotidine 20 milligrams POBID. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today was 126/58. Following number, coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, the patient was explained the disease process, the possibility that this patient is with some degree of prurigo nodularis is a consideration. However, he's going to need a close monitoring. We're going to reevaluate in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes and in the documentation 8 minutes.